you like best out of what you saw from the sidelines tonight?
I thought we got off to a good start tonight. Once again, every year is different. Your roster is different, and the way you want your football team to play and look is, there's always a starting point. So tonight was that for us. I definitely thought there was some really good energy, particularly some striking plays that we'll definitely build off of, and it'll be some plays that we can learn from. So wanted to establish that. Wanted to run the football, and the other part too, stopping the run. This is the critical work that you have to have in the preseason. So I think it's from the attempt standpoint, we definitely hit the target there. We'll evaluate the production and be critical of the fundamentals, so we can learn as we move forward.
What do you think of Callahan? Not just tonight, but you've had him for a few months here now. First got here to where he was tonight.
Yeah, I thought both quarterbacks did an excellent job. Joe, particularly, I think when you look at their arrival of new language, new footwork, new everything, and where they were in April and where they are today. So I was very pleased with the way Joe, number one, managed the game, managed the huddle, extended plays with his feet. I thought he was smart with the football. So a two-minute drive. I don't care who you are, what year you're in. I thought he did an excellent job getting a touchdown there before the half.
Defensively, just what do you think of that? There was a lot of experienced quarterbacks you guys faced tonight. You shut them down pretty well.
Yeah, definitely. This game's not about production. It's about the cohesiveness of getting the right call. People, playing the right. Obviously, lining up the correct way, executing their assignment, playing with the proper leverage, using their fundamentals, and more importantly, pursuing and finish the football. So I thought there were some really excellent examples. I thought some guys had some striking plays, Carl Bradford and, Christian Ringo, just plays that kind of jump out to you. But, this is our starting point, and there'll be plays we'll definitely highlight, and it'll be plays that we learn from.
Excuse me, what you think of Eddie right out of the
gate?
I'm sorry? You handed Eddie the ball quite a bit on that first series.
Well, we wanted to run the ball, and Eddie and James they're our 1-2 punch. I mean, that's been an excellent combination now going into our third year with those two guys. So it's important to establish that and make sure those guys touch the football.
Dayton had the pressure and then the sack. I guess what have you thought of him again?
Yeah, Dayton's having a good camp. He's being utilized, at the elephant position. I think to the flexibility that he has as a player, whether it's playing the 7 technique, 9 technique, and the prototype elephant responsibilities and ability to go play a 3 technique, particularly in the sub packages. I feel very good about where he is.
Lowry started and not Clark in the D line. Can we read anything into that? Or?
Not really. I think it's important to make sure that I would read. If I was evaluating, I'd pay more attention to what techniques they're playing. It's about getting guys opportunities, playing the different assignments, showing their flexibility.
How'd you feel about the tempo of the offense? We saw it at the end of the first half with Joe with the touchdown, but key to establish good tempo is Aaron does so well.
Yeah, we were in a standard huddle, so we were huddling. We didn't use the no huddle tonight. But going back to Joe Callahan, that's what you have to do as a quarterback, get them in and out of the huddle. And we were out of the huddle, looked like 18 seconds or so, so still plenty of time on the clock. We'll evaluate that. I didn't study it, but I thought he had a good pace.
Aaron said on the TV broadcast that he's going to play next week. Is there any substance to that? What does the layout for him kind of look like the rest of the way?
I don't have a set plan, but I think history would tell you he'd play next week. But, we'll see what happens in practice Sunday, Monday. That's the most important part. We're going into a six-day week getting ready for Oakland, so we've got to make some adjustments, and we'll see what the medical report is tomorrow.
What happened to Jeff Janis?
He has a hand injury.